בסך הסובת פרק א' משנה א' בסולה נסק ליום הרביעי והאמנה ליום החמישה. A basula, a previously unmarried woman, the chachamah were metakin that she should get married on Wednesday. And a widow, the chachamah were metakin that she should get remarried on Thursday. Shepamayim b'shabes b'teidinim yoshvim b'ayorois b'yom ha'sheni u'b'yom ha'chamish. The Mishnah gives a time why the chachamah were metakin that a basula should get married on Wednesday. It is that twice a week, on Monday and Thursday, Bezin sat in the big town and presided over the dinim. That way, if the chassam finds that his wife does not have besulim, he did not find down besulim, he can immediately go the next day, which is Thursday, to Bezdin, and make a claim that his wife does not have besulim. As since in those days, the erusin was done months before the nesuin, and if an isha is mizana between the erusin and the nesuin, she is usur to stay with her husband. So therefore, the chassam want to make sure that if the chassid doesn't find besulim, that he goes to Bezdin, and Bezdin to be mavar, if the isha was mizana tachta. So therefore, the rachacham were mitakin that they should get married a day before the Bezdin sits by ayor, as if they get married a few days before the Bezdin sits in the ayor, the chacham were afraid that the Baal will cool off from his anger and won't come to Bezdin at all. And even though they also could have been mitakin that he gets married on Sunday, since the next day is Monday, and on Monday also the Bezdin sits in the Ayar. But the Chachamah wanted to give them a few days, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, the Chalapachas, that they can prepare the Suda's Chasana. So therefore they are mitakin that they get married on Wednesday. The Mishnah does not state the reason why the Chachamah were mitakin that an Amana gets married on Thursday. And the Gemara explained the reason is that since the wedding of an Amana is not such a great simcha, they were afraid that the chassan the day after the wedding would go to work. So therefore they are mitakin they should get married on Thursday. So since the next day is Friday already, at the end of the week, he'll stay home with his kala, and they'll be together the chalapachas Thursday, Friday, and Shabbat. The sechach suvis perek aleph mishnah beis. Besula suvasa mesayim ve'amanaman. A besula, when she gets married, her husband has to write her a suva of 200 zuz. And an amana, when she gets married, her husband writes her a ksuba of 100 zuz. Besula, amana, grusha, v'chalusa, min ha'erisin, ksubasa mesayim, v'yesh lehen tanet besula. A besula, who is an amana, or a grusha, or a chalusa, min ha'erisin, which is, that after she was in the arsa to somebody, he died or divorced her, and she is still a besula since she did not yet get married. When she gets remarried, she gets a ksuva mesayim since she is still a besula. And her new husband has tainus besulim. If he finds that Sheba Emes doesn't have besulim, then she loses her ksuva legamre, since it's considered a mechachtos. He married her al das, that she has besulim, since she got divorced only after the erusin, and it turned out that Sheba Emes does not have besulim, so therefore she loses her ksuva legamre, even if she was not mizana tachta. Hagiyaris b'hashvuya. V'hashivcha, v'shenifdu, v'shenisgayru, v'shenishtacharu, v'chusayt, v'bnei sholish shanim, v'yoy mechad. K'tuvasan mitzayim, v'yesh lehen, tanet v'sud. A giyaret or a shvuya, a girl that was captured by Goyim or a shivcha, that were redeemed in the case of the shvuya, or became a giyaret or was freed in the case of the shivcha, before they turned three. Then when they get married, they get the ksuba of a betula, they get 200 zut, and the Baal has tanet v'sudah. If he finds that the emes she doesn't have the suva, then it's considered a mekach tos and she loses her suva legamri. Even though normally a giyaret, shvuya, and shivcha are becheset v'ula, here since they were free or became a giyaret before they turned 3 years old, even if they were nivola, their besulim come back since they were nivola before they turned three. So therefore they are becheset v'ula. And they get the ksuba of a besulah.